inspiring healthy living.
After facing family health challenges and seeing how natural solutions transformed our lives,
we are determined to help other mamas thrive, not just survive. What if feeling awesome every day is possible for you and your family?
Come along with us on our natural journey.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Julie.
Welcome to Helping Mamas Thrive. Yay! And we have the president of Young Living. Is that your official title?
It's my official title,
Ben,
yeah.
Ben Riley.
The guy.
The real person.
Listen, I'm the one that's excited to be on the podcast, actually. I've been wanting to be on the podcast for a long time, so I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing here. I love how you're helping mamas thrive, and I think probably helping a lot of dads, too. So.
Yeah, all the family, right?
All the family, yes. Yep.
So yes. We wanted to talk to Ben and ask him his particular story and how you ended up back in Emily. You told that story last year. I thought it was really
You'll have to speak louder too because
we have a little bit of background noise.
In the background, there's jousting going on for those of you that cannot see. We are looking at an arena that has real jousting, like no joke, jousting going on right over there. So if you hear that music and everything, that's what's going on. But okay.
And Ben was supposed to get us a quiet place and he failed. So here we are.
We'll take it.
Exactly.
Well, so my journey with Young Living began a long time ago. In 1998, I was a college student, and this funny little essential oil company moved into my hometown, and they occupied the middle school that I attended when I was younger. And so I needed extra money. They were paying $10 an hour, if you can believe that, which is a lot of money in those days
for
me.
I know, right?
And so I started working in the warehouse. And this was very early. Young Living was 4 years old at that time. And I'd never heard of essential oils before. And I remember asking my parents. They didn't know a whole lot about essential oils any more than I did. But I remember in my lunch breaks, which I would work the graveyard shift, so it was about 8 p.m., I'd eat my dinner, and I would read through our product guides. And this was pre-total compliance.
Right.
And so we talked a lot more about what our products do, and it was really incredible. I looked forward to that hour where I could sit down and just learn more about these oils. And back then, just like today, they gave employees access to products. So every month I would get an allotment of points that I could use towards redeeming and buying products. And I've got a few funny product stories. Mineral essence, I didn't realize you needed a mix. It's a lot harder when you take it straight. That was one of my first product experiences. But I fell in love with the oils as well. And a lot of the blends that continue to be our best sellers were around then. I mean, Gary was brilliant. And RC was one of my very first, and I've always loved RC. Panaway, I fell in love with very early on and have used Panaway for now almost, what is that? Do the math. That's almost 25, almost 30 years now.
Wow.
25 years. Let's see, Thieves, of course, which is really amazing. We had Fowler back then, which I absolutely loved and still use to this day. So I really fell in love with Young Living at that time and our products. Of course, I was working in the warehouse, so I graduated from college, and I went on my own life journey. You know, I lived overseas. I lived in Korea and Taiwan and Australia. But I fell in love with the personal empowerment of direct selling, and I was in the direct selling field, but not with Young Living. And so when I moved back to Utah, which is where I'm from originally, in 2015, a friend of mine was at Young Living and said, hey, we've got a position available. Would you be interested in coming back? He didn't know that actually that I'd had that experience with Young Living before. And so it really, for me, was very much like coming home. And during that time, I'd always had Young Living products, oils. Gary really captured figuratively and literally lightning in a bottle with what he did with Young Living. And so it's always been a part of my life. And in 2019, for a variety of reasons, I left Young Living, and it was probably the hardest professional thing I've ever done, and to be honest, one of the hardest personal things I've ever done, because I love this company. But for my own personal reasons, I needed to, and sometimes you have those seasons in life that you don't anticipate and that are hard, and that season was hard, letting go. Of course, the day I resigned from Young Living, my wife became a brand partner, so because we were going to use products, and it was really fun seeing her experience, and she loves Young Living, she loves our products, and it's also interesting as it became more hers, how she really flourished and developed and blossomed as a person and as a business leader, and I loved seeing that journey, and seeing it firsthand in my life, what Young Living does for families, for people. But in 2022, we had a number of changes in the company, and there was an opportunity for me to come back. And I don't even know how to describe it. It's one of the greatest things that has ever happened to me. One of my life's greatest blessings, a chance to come back to this company. Because this company is different. And it's when I hate to even call it a company, because we are a company. But we're even more a community. And a family and a mission. And it's special. Like, what we have here is really, really special. It starts with Mary Young and Gary Young, our founders. They've always been about the mission. And I see that firsthand, because I work really closely with Mary now. We talk every day. And Mary is so good at always reminding me and all of us why we exist. And it's not for money. She's really clear about that we don't, it's not about, she calls it chasing the dollar. She said, we're here to empower wellness, purpose, and abundance in families around the world. That's what we do as a company. And so, as long as it's focused on that, that's our mission, that's what we do. And if it's not focused on that, then it's not our job. It's not what we do. And if you look around here at this incredible farm, the Mountain Eagle Farm, where we are today, if you've not been there or here, we'd love to have you, because this farm is yours. We don't have it here so that I can come and visit it, even though I love doing that. It's so that you can all come and be a part of it too, because when you buy a bottle of lavender, you're it's not just lavender. It's this mission, it's our community and our people, it's this farm, it's these experiences, it's the adventures that we have together, it's doing life together. And I really, really love what we do. I love what we stand for as a business. And when you come to the farms, you get a chance to see it firsthand.
It is true. When I worked, the first time that I came here, I was walking somewhere, and I was like, can I walk here? And they're like, walk anywhere, go anywhere. And I was like, what company is like, here, just look around, whatever, you know? It was just so cool.
The distillery is really my favorite part.
Oh,
I remember the year that you were Garo, because you can't buy it in America. I was like, I was trying to smell it as much as I could, but to see Gary's drawings and like the whole creation of it, it's just unbelievable to me.
I posted a vignette, a video on my Facebook page that showed Gary building our first distillery, production distillery in St. Mary's. And it's so inspiring, because you realize that we came from very humble beginnings. And Gary and Mary never took any outside financing. They didn't borrow money to create this company. So that meant they bootstrapped everything. And that was Gary to a T. He was the type who could figure anything out. The one thing that Mary and Gary taught us is that can't is not a word that we allow in our vocabulary. So at our office, we don't allow our employees to say can't, because Gary and Mary taught their boys, and they taught us that can't just can't be in your vocabulary.
Right.
It becomes a limiting factor if you allow that. And
right.
And that's the way Gary and Mary always were. And so if you watch that video, you see that they were logging, they were welding, they were doing all of it from scratch, because back then essential oils were not what they are today. It was hard to buy industrial stainless steel tanks like we can.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have a lot of money. But the spirit was the same. It was the same then as it is today.
Right.
And when you watch that, you realize how much commitment and love and care went into the creation of this company. And still today, that's why if you look at lavender, there's zero pesticides or herbicides that touch that ground. It's all hands. We pull weeds by hand, we plant by hand, we harvest by hand. We do all of that. We actually have a harvester, but beyond that, where it cuts the lavender, but everything else is done by human hands. And that's because we want to make sure we give you the very best. We know exactly what goes into that bottle, and you can see it. You know, you can see what seed to seal means when you come to this farm.
I think that's a really important point, because we invite everybody that oils to our classes, because we want people to, understand how they can help their lives. We meet people who may have other brands, and I think it's important to understand how pure, how amazing those oil is. And we talk about seed to seal in all of our classes, but what you're saying is so true and so important for people to understand. You know, you can't go to the grocery store and buy an oil and think it's going to have the same effect as these amazing oils.
Yeah, essential oils are incredible. And we test a lot of oils. We test all of our oils. We also test other oils to just see what our competitors do. And the thing that I worry most about is if people experience a substandard oil, they'll think essential oils are not powerful, and they don't. They're not life changing, and they are. But you have to really be intentional about where you get them, that's how right. you get them, or what's in the bottle.
Absolutely.
And we can assure you, because you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see exactly where it happens. You can see the people who do it. You can talk to them. You can see our testing.
Yeah.
We have the only herbarium in the world that connects the botanical with the oil. And we set the standards for essential oil testing. So all the other essential oil companies, if they're testing and they're following a standard, it was created by Young Living. It's the Young Living standard, legitimately our standard, because we were the first to do it. So we have the hallmark, we have the legacy, we have the leadership, and we have the passion for doing it right. And so if you're going to get good essential oils, you really want to know what essential oils can do for you, don't cut corners. It's not worth it. Your health is worth it, your family's worth it, your environment is worth it.
That's awesome, 100%. So one quick question about Ignite Your Journey. So is there anything personally that it means for you, or maybe it means for you as you leave the company? And what does that mean for you?
It's a great question. I love it. So for me, I think Ignite Your Journey this year in particular is really meaningful because we've been on an interesting journey.
Yeah.
If you think about the past few years, we've never lived through a pandemic in our lifetimes.
Right.
And I think we're still kind of understanding the impacts of that. And I think we understood the health side of it. Like, there was lots of talk about that, right? That was very, very commonly discussed and debated. What we didn't talk about was the mental toll. The mental health toll and the challenge it took for me to not be with people.
Right.
Because we are wired as human beings to be together.
Yeah.
Like, we are symbiotic. We're only our best with each other. And having that distance has been hard. And I think you can see it in the world. You can see that a lot of mental illnesses have been on the rise. A lot of people and communities have suffered. And I feel like that igniting your journey means it's time for us to come back. It's time for us to be reconnected. It's time for us. The thing is, life is a journey, right? But
yeah.
Life is a journey that has a number of stages.
Right.
And if you feel like I'm like my journey is going to end, you misunderstand what life is about. Life is about, I think, every single day igniting that journey, making sure that you are on the path that you were born to be on, living the life you were born to live. And that's not always easy to do, but if every single day you're reconnecting to that purpose, and I think now especially igniting that journey with purpose and intention, you'll be amazed at what your life can look like. And we believe that at Young Living. That's why this company exists. Because you all are born for greatness, to do great things in your life. And we're all different. We have different skills, different things in store for us. You have to be intentional about it. Your perfect life doesn't just get served to you on a silver platter.
That's
right. You got to go out and get it with both hands and make it happen. And that's what our company exists to do.
That's awesome. Cool. I mean, those of you that watch us and follow us, you know that Julie and I left our jobs to do Young Living and natural solutions for people, so they know that we have done that. And we really walk in this purpose. We feel very, very strongly about it. And we love hearing other people's healing stories. Hearing how we tried an oil and it was life-changing. I mean, it was life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the story after we're done. Our listeners will get it.
Yep.
But it's very moving just how one thing can make a world of difference,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. And how you connected at such a young age to that essential oil is just, that is so cool. You're exposed to that.
You know, I mentioned to you a number of blends. People always ask, what's my favorite oil? It really depends on the day, you know, because a number of oils, and I mentioned RC, life-changing for me, Thieves, life-changing for me, Panaway, life-changing for me. These are products that I've used in my own life that have made a huge Diagize. Diagize has been huge for me. And I could go on and on and on about these products that have absolutely not just changed my life, but changed my family's life, my kids' lives, you know, as a parent, we're caretakers of our children and our families, and these products are really important. We use them every single day on our children too, and because you need to, you have to look after your children, and we have to be smart enough and wise enough as people to be empowered to do the research and to know what's going to work best for our children. Because too often we're accepting the expertise of others that have commercial intent,
mm-hmm.
and to be honest, our paradigm of health is flawed in this country. And to be honest, it's largely flawed around the world.
Yes.
And I feel like if we're going to change it, we have to do it one person, one family at a time, with natural products that don't have synthetics, that are not meant to cure after you're sick, but to help you not get sick in the first place.
Yes.
The paradigm of wellness is taking care of yourself so you don't have a health crisis.
Right.
And the problem is our health infrastructure and our system is set up to treat sick.
Yep. Yeah.
And really we should be treating well.
Right.
And so join that journey, and especially with your kids, teach them that. There's nothing, there are very few things that you can teach your kids more important than how to be well, how to be healthy and well, because your body is your vessel.
Yeah.
And you're only as good as your health.
Right. It's everything. That's the basis of anything that you would have to do is your health.
Yes.
That's everything.
This is
totally I mean, I know you ladies get it because this is what you do all day.
We do, and we love hearing you say it.
Yeah. But we really do appreciate it. So Rob and I are launching a new company in wellness and actually doing a brick and mortar. And we're like super excited to use Young Living to help with that journey. But we're thinking about Gary's hard work and Mary's hard work and all that you all do every single day. It is not, I can't imagine how hard it is. And being the pioneer in essential oils, like, I mean, it's motivating and inspiring to us, and we're grateful. We truly feel blessed that people have gone before us and, like, done the hard work, been out in the fields, you know, done the research, and it's a blessing.
Well, yeah. Julie, that's kind, and I appreciate it, but can I give you the other side, our side? And that is, when Gary created this company, and Gary researched oils for over a decade before founding Young Living. And Mary was a big part of that. So meeting Mary and that kind of the yin and yang of their skill set was pretty magical. Mm-hmm. But they created it as a person-to-person sharing business. And the reason for that is because essential oils, one of the reasons why they're not as widely accepted as they should be is they take a bit of work. You have to learn about them. And you have to have a bit
That's
of a guide,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
And we knew that. And you're the guides.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can create the best oils in the world, but unless somebody understands that and then gets it and puts it into your home, which is what you do,
right?
Like our mission doesn't live. And so as much as what we do is important, what you do is actually the magic. Because it's when you're the ones who takes like the oil itself, but gets it into a home where it can actually benefit a family, where it can bless them and change their lives. And that's the very most important work. And so we show up every day because we know the important thing that you're doing. And we want to support that as best as we can.
Thank you.
It is the most important work. We're grateful for all of you. Anyone who's willing to share us, share our mission, our products, we love. We call it family because there is that kinship and that deep, abiding appreciation and love for the mission, what we do, and especially the way you change and improve people's lives. So thank you.
That's awesome. I know we want to wrap it up.
Aww.
Should I tell him the story now, or should I just wait?
Well, you can. He probably needs to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Ben,
the
how
president
do people
probably have some things to do.
You guys want a picture
of
Barry here? Let's try to get a picture of Barry.
Definitely.
All right. Over and out. Thank you for joining us.
We'll put how you can follow him in the show.
Yes.
Notes.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. And if you want to support our show, give us a 5-star rating.
To learn more about our practice, visit @thelivingtree.com.